This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. One of the really cool things about what I do is I get to interview fascinating people. And there are two interviews I did recently that struck a chord of truth. And they were interviews with Marjorie Wildcraft of the Food Grow Network and Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers at oathkeepers.org. And now both of these people are very wise people. You know, Marjorie Wildcraft is into growing your own food and growing your own medicine and self-reliance and, you know, homesteading type of technology and surviving even the end of industrialized society, frankly. She's got skills about how to grow your own food and live on, I think it's like half an acre with a few hours a day. She's got a lot of wisdom. Now, Stuart Rhodes, his organization, Oath Keepers, is about how to defend your community, your family, your neighborhood, even your nation against chaos or lawlessness or communists or what have you, or even fascists. And what these two people have in common that really hit home as I was interviewing Stuart Rhodes most recently is that they both said, you will not survive on your own. Stuart Rhodes calls survival people who try to be their own lone survivor. He calls them survival squirrels. Like you're trying to squirrel away a bunch of supplies and you're trying to be your own Rambo or something. He didn't use that term. I'm just trying to describe in a general sense. But he says that if you're the lone survivor, you're not going to get very far because sooner or later there's going to be a group of people that overrun your house or your neighborhood or your ranch house or your log cabin in the woods or whatever it may be. You can't survive on your own. Defense requires a community. And Marjorie Wildcraft says survival requires a community. And from her point of view, and I agree with her assessment, you can't be good at everything. You can't be good at medicine and good at growing food and good at welding and fixing machinery or fixing bicycles and defense and all these things. You're a specialist. And the strongest group, I think she said a group of about 12 to 15 people, if I remember correctly, is a very strong group because you've got skill sets and specialties with redundancy, but also expertise. So you've got someone who is probably a doctor. You've got someone who is a former military or former law enforcement, someone who's got firearms experience. You've got someone else who knows how to repair things. Maybe someone else who's a rancher, knows how to handle animals. Someone who knows how to grow food. You know, the examples go on. And in this kind of community where you have expertise, you're able to survive better because now you have efficiencies of production. Like trying to survive on your own is almost impossible. Trying to survive as a couple, just two people, is doable, but very, very difficult. Trying to survive as a small group of 6 to 12 people actually is easier. And what I found fascinating is that this basic principle rings true both in the realms of food production and survival defense, you know, strategic defense against marauding, you know, invaders or people who are trying to shoot you or loot you or what have you. Now, the hard part about this, and I asked Stuart about this in an interview, and you can find that interview on reel.video soon. It's a counterthink episode, so it will air soon, although I recorded it more than a week in advance. But I asked Stuart, well, how do you organize in a neighborhood if you don't want everybody to know that you're the prepper? Because if you go around your neighborhood and announce that you're the prepper, then all you're doing is telling people to come steal your stuff when times get dicey. So how do you do that? And he had some good suggestions. He said, look, you know, it's common in neighborhoods to have a neighborhood watch program. So you you become part of the neighborhood watch program. Nobody's got anything against that. You don't run around announcing, I have gold and a year's supply of food. No, you join the neighborhood watch program and you start to feel people out. You start to get a sense of who's all about preparedness. You can have a neighborhood emergency response program with a 72-hour preparedness plan like FEMA, like the federal government, ready.gov. They talk about, you know, have a 72-hour preparedness kit because the government wants you to survive for a maximum of 3 days following any disaster, even though the government's ready for 30 years. They've got, you know, cave cities of underground supplies and everything. They can survive the nuclear holocaust and reemerge to repopulate society. That's the federal government. But for you, 3 days. That's it. That's the ready.gov website. Just have enough for 3 days. But it turns out that if, as long as you tell people that you're only interested in a 3-day emergency preparedness program, that's considered pretty mild. Even though, of course, it's kind of stupid to prepare only for 3 days when you should be preparing for, you know, at minimum 3 months. But nevertheless, you can talk to people about a 3-day plan, 72 hours, and you can be in full alignment with ready.gov because a lot of people, they're obedient to government. So if you bring up ready.gov and you point to them, look, the government says 72 hours, and they're going to go, oh, it must be okay then. It must be okay. This isn't weird. This isn't fringe. No, it's okay. 72 hours is okay. And you can actually get together with people over that narrative. Does that make sense? And then you can kind of feel people out from there, and you can figure out, you know, you can take Bob to the side. Hey, Bob, you think we should only be ready for 72 hours? Or what do you think? Maybe we should do 73 hours. You know, you can get a sense of who's ready to take the next step. And then from there, you might find, hey, there's a veteran in your neighborhood, or there's an EMT or a firefighter, or maybe a sheriff's deputy or former law enforcement, somebody who's actually been in the thick of it a little bit, maybe somebody who served overseas in a military tour. You know, they know what's up. They're not going to limit it to 72 hours. Anybody that's been deployed in the military, they want way more than 72 hours. They've seen what happens when society collapses. They know the truth about prepping. So then you start to pull those people to the side, and you start to maybe train with them separately. You start to build a group, a mutual group of protection, or a group of response, you know, responding to what would happen if a gang of looters attacked you or attacked your neighborhood, for example. Who would respond and how would you respond? There's the question. So if you start to train that ahead of time and you start to get to know people and you train with them and you understand who's got which skills and all these things, then you're ahead of the game. If things start to hit the fan, you're way ahead. Now, this reminds me of a concept of a guy, I think he's in Texas. I think his name's John, and he was running a concept called Freedom Cells, where you would create groups or cells of freedom-oriented people, you know, pro-liberty people, and you would do this. You would have expertise. You would form small local groups, you know, where you can overlap skill sets and so on. I think there's a website called freedomcells.org. Maybe it's .org or .com. I don't know. Search for that on DuckDuckGo. Freedom Cells. I'm pretty sure that's what it was called. But it's the same kind of concept, which is, you know, create some strength in your community where you know in advance how you might respond to a crisis or a hurricane or a grid down scenario or a nuclear accident or an act of war, an invasion by, you know, China or something. Get to know these people in advance, and you will be well ahead of the game. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of fortunate in the sense that I train with so many people that I kind of automatically have a group of, you know, former Navy SEALs and Army intelligence, U.S. Marines, law enforcement, you know, sheriff's deputies, and just because I'm into a lot of firearms training and combat training and that kind of stuff. So I happen to know a lot of these people, and they know me now too. They know who I am. They know like what I do. They know they totally support what I do. and they also know how well I shoot, and they know that they would love for me to have their back, and that I'm welcome on their team if we have to respond to, you know, like a Red Dawn type of scenario or something. That they know how I shoot, they know how I move, they know my gun safety, they know my ethics, they know who I am. So I'm very fortunate in that sense, where I've got a team of really great guys that I can rely on. But if you're not out training with people, you might not have such a team around you. And my team also, I mean, everybody on my team has been trained in emergency first aid, battlefield medicine, that kind of stuff. It just goes with the territory. But you may not have a team like that, so you got to go out and join an organization like Oath Keepers and start becoming part of their training programs. Or join an organization like Freedom Cells, if that's still out there. I don't know if it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it's bigger now. I should probably check on that. But join Oath Keepers or other groups, and or go find Appleseed. Appleseed teaches you how to shoot a rifle. It's a gun training, like a citizen gun training group. And they just teach you the basics of rifle marksmanship. Or I guess these days, markswomanship. You can't even have the word man in a word anymore. It's unreal. But marks it ship. For the non-gender specific, marks it ship. There, how's that sound? In any case, go out and join Appleseed. You know, get the Appleseed training. Go out and join Oath Keepers. Get some Oath Keepers training. Stuart Rhodes even told me you should go join your local fire department, your volunteer fire department, I should say, and they'll train you. They'll train you in emergency medicine. They'll train you in, obviously, firefighting or emergency management, all kinds of things, and you can learn a lot of skills, and you can get to know people who are capable people. You want to talk about people who are going to be survivors, man? That's firefighters. Firefighters are tough dudes, mostly dudes. I guess there are some women in firefighting, but it's mostly tough dudes, and they know their stuff. And the EMTs are tough dudes too, and women as well. And, you know, cops for the most part. Well, let me qualify that. There are some lazy, fat cops in the cities. Okay, I admit that. They couldn't run a quarter mile if their life depended on it. But for the most part, law enforcement people, especially sheriffs and deputies, they tend to be very patriotic, very good people who are capable of surviving and capable of holding their own. And they're on the side of law and order. You know, cops, by and large, are good people, with a few exceptions, a few bad apples, as there are in any group. But get to know these people, because these are the good people of society. You know, get to know your local veterinarian. Maybe get your local vet to join the Oath Keepers group, and they can bring all their veterinarian skills to your Oath Keepers group, and you can teach them, you know, how to handle an AR-15 or something. Maybe they don't know that because they spent all their life in vet school. So, you know, everybody's a specialist. So it's all about sharing and cross-training and having redundancy of skills and having that close-knit community, that network of community people who can work together to stop violence or to stop an Antifa takeover attempt or whatever they try, the left-wing communists who think that they're going to bum-rush America, even though they can barely do 5 jumping jacks without being out of breath. They think they're going to take over the country. There might be a day where you have to just stop them and remind them that no, doesn't work that way. You can't just march into Washington and depose the president. We're going to stop you. And yes, we're going to stop you using constitutionally protected means, by the way. But there might be a day something goes down that is unexpected, you know, grid down event, you know, all the scenarios, the solar flare, the EMP, nuclear power plant accident, nuclear terrorism, biological terrorism, you know, act of war, rogue nuke from North Korea. Maybe their nuke program comes back from the grave and suddenly they launch nukes. Who knows? Space aliens, who knows? Weapons from outer space dropping giant alien pine cones from the sky. Who knows? You don't know what's going to happen. The future is unknown, so you got to be ready for all kinds of scenarios and crazy potential events. that could happen. Economic collapse, there's one that's very likely. You know, it's like that's going to happen. Just don't know when, but it's going to happen. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for a complete economic collapse? Are you ready for the stores to be shut down where you can't buy groceries and you can't buy ammo, you can't buy batteries, you can't buy gasoline, credit cards don't work, ATMs don't work? You ready for that scenario? Really? Because most of us aren't. And if you're not ready for that scenario, you're going to quickly find out that you will wish you had a local group that you could train with and rely on, a mutual defense group, because that really matters. So just keep all this in mind, folks, because I'm interviewing these interesting people. They're wise people. They've got a lot of very important things to offer. And I ask them tough questions, as you know, and I listen intently to their answers. And when I start to see these patterns, I pass them along to you. Say, wow, what? Both of these people are saying you got to have a group, a small group of people that you can rely on. That's the way to be sustainable. That's the way to survive. And if you don't have this small group, if you're just trying to do everything on your own, you're not going to make it. That's the message. So, you know, think about this. Think about this. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's neighbors. Maybe it's your own kids if you have a big enough family. I don't know. But it's going to need to be more than just you. So think about that. Survival is, well, to quote Hillary Clinton, it takes a village. It takes a village. She was actually right about the wrong thing. It takes a village to survive. A collapse is what it does. It takes a village to survive. So there you go. There's my Hillary Clinton quote of the day, if you can imagine that. Yes, I just quoted Hillary Clinton. She didn't mean it that way, but her words are nonetheless very appropriate in this context. It takes a village. So where's your village? Time to get going. Join Oath Keepers and meet some people who can help in your community defense. That's what it's all about. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.